Wishing you a really lovely month ahead and welcome to your first teaching on your intuition. So, before I begin today's teaching, I just wanted to say something. You know, when I started the tarot membership, my idea behind it was that I wanted to help people have some guidance from the cards and insight into perhaps what was going on for them or coming up for them in that month, but mostly to be able to help you through that guidance to listen to your own inner guidance, to align yourself with exactly who you want to be and who you're becoming, and to kind of take those next steps. And obviously, then all of the resources, the meditations, and the energy reports, kind of just additional support there. And really, we're only doing the membership a month. And for me, this month just felt really, really long. And despite a few hiccups from me with getting things started, you know, having chatted to a lot of you after your readings, through text and email, and you know, hearing your feedback around certain things, which I'm really grateful for, such positive feedback, and I'm really glad so many of you are enjoying the membership. So thank you. It became very apparent to me very, very quickly that a lot of people were drawn to the membership because they're feeling a pull or a call to something in their own life, and a lot of that feels to be like one trying to, maybe without even realizing it, figure out what all this new energy we're going through is about and how to best show up. But more than that, it's like everybody I feel in the membership has just made a decision that they want to show up for themselves and to kind of move and elevate themselves to the next level of their life from a spiritual perspective. And this is absolutely fabulous. And I think if you've shown up here, you know, you've made a decision already to honor yourself. So that's like really, really good. And I don't say this in a trivial way or like a patronizing way or anything, or disingenuous way, I should say. Like when I say, I really feel really grateful to all of you for entrusting me with yourself and your energy and, you know, for allowing me to do the work that I absolutely love, but also that, you know, that you actually, to me, because I'm just a normal person, sharing kind of what comes through to me, that you have so much regard for what that is, you know, and a lot of that isn't from me personally as Caroline, that's like from something higher as well. But it feels really important that as you start to kind of open your eyes more and open your heart more and open your energy more, you will get pulled even more to showing up for yourself. So when that call comes, as it has been coming for a lot of you, that's just going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's why I think this month is going to be really helpful to allow you to be able to connect in with what you're hearing or what you're feeling, and that it's not just some random thought or random vision or random sense or knowing that you have, that it's coming from something higher. And you had a vision last week when I was really sitting down, or the first time last week to sit down and go through the membership properly and look at it and look at what I need to do for myself to be able to hold space for all of you and to show up properly for all of you, because that's really important. And for me to be able to have all of you and trust your energy with me, I have to respect all of you by making sure I'm fully respecting myself and my body and all of these different things. And I had this vision of me standing, and I had my hands out, and we were all kind of in this line together holding hands. It was really weird. I wasn't seeing all of you individually, obviously, but I could see us as a group. And it was like we were taking a step over this like ribbon. That's the only way I can describe it. And when I got that, it just flashed in front of my face. I was like, this stuff that we're all doing together, me included, because as you know, even when I teach, it's like in my other membership, it's time for me, I mean, been doing different topics every month for 5 years. I do the work along with all the members because it's so important. I always learn something new, and it's so important for me to make sure that I'm doing what I'm also teaching, so that I can experience it in real time with everybody else. And I think that we're all moving forward into this new energy, which I talked about in the energy report, but we're also really just wanting ourselves to be fully acknowledged by ourselves. That's really the feeling that I'm getting, that every single one of you that has joined is saying, yes, I want to connect to my spiritual side, but I feel the call for you to connect to your spiritual side is coming from a deeper call from your inner self saying, I want to show up for myself. I want to acknowledge myself. I want to respect myself. I want to honor myself, and I want to start living as myself. And I want this to be a new chapter. And as I said in the energy report as well, that we're kind of moving into a very unknown time. This is the most important time for you to do this work, have your spiritual practices, be connected with yourself. Like, you know, it just feels, actually feels very exciting to me. I don't get a daunting feeling when I say that. I feel an excited rush of like, God, let's do this, you know. And I think this month, and it's time for me in my other membership, we're doing a month around allowing yourself and about how we, you know, put certain conditions on why we won't allow ourselves to do things and the excuses we give ourselves and the guilt we feel sometimes, the fear and the anxiety about allowing ourselves to do whatever it is, from the simplest things to the biggest things. And for us to all do that, we have to be filled really full inside, like we absolutely do. And one of the best ways that you can fill up your own energy is through your intuition. Think of your intuition like your soul's voice, if that's what you want to call it. Okay, I don't know if I've ever called it that before, but that's what it is. This vast, abundant, expansive space that you come from, which is source energy or whatever you want to call it, is speaking to you. And you hear it through, you might actually hear it through a thought. You might feel it in your body. You might get a vision. You might get a knowing or a sense out of nowhere. And really, it's your soul is just sprinkling down this kind of guidance to you to say, no, that's what you're led to and drawn to. And most of us are very much conditioned not to listen to that stuff. You know, we live in a world that's very conditioned by rules, regulations. Of course, we need them for structure and all the rest of it. But a lot of us lose a sense of our own self. You know, a lot of us lose a sense of who we are, like from all of the different things that we go through in life. And we're all in very structured scenarios. You know, we have to be a certain way with our family, we have to be a certain way in work, we have to show up in certain ways in our relationships, we have to be show up a certain way as parents. You know, there's all of these things. And then among that, you're like, okay, so where am I in the middle of that? Who am I actually? Who am I in the middle of that? I don't know if any of you have ever had times where you might have gone through a difficult time and you've looked in the mirror and been like, oh my God, where am I? You know, I definitely have had times like that where I look, you know, not so much recently because I've, you know, done a lot to kind of get me out of that space where, but you know, over the last few years, I would have literally stood in front of the mirror going, I know you're in there somewhere. Like, where have you gone? And I think that our intuition can be the call back to ourselves. And then on a more stronger level than that, our intuition is that thing that's always there. Your intuition is just as strong as mine. I would have people say to me, oh, because you read, you must have really strong intuition. Actually, like my intuition for myself can be very off at times because I'm normal and I have my own fears and my worries and my overwhelm and anxiety and pressure and stress and all those things. And, oh, you know, getting too excited by things and thinking that's my intuition and it's not, you know. But in those moments where we do really connect with our intuition, it's in the times of stillness and quietness. It's in the time where we're not really thinking about something and we just get that wave of knowing, like I said. But I suppose what I want us to do this month is to learn how to hear that voice, to hear our soul's voice, to hear the call of our soul, to hear the call of what we want to bring into our life, what we want to create that's going to be fully in alignment with ourselves. And when I say in alignment with ourselves, what I mean is in alignment with your soul's purpose, with the purpose that you have for being here, aligning with what's truly right for you and what's the best for you in your life. Sometimes we think things are the best for us and they aren't. And our soul will guide us through that, whether we want to hear it or not. And just because we listen to our intuition doesn't mean we're not going to have stress again, doesn't mean we're not going to go through difficulties or anything. But by being in tune with our intuition, we can actually come out of those difficulties easier. We can actually stop and you know, get our head straight and not react from triggered spaces and not react from old experiences and old emotional things, where we just really, really, really connect back to us, where we I don't know, when I think of being in tune with my intuition, I just get this really calm feeling. I'm having it now as I'm even saying it. It comes down the center of my body, like from my chest down to my stomach, and I just feel this wave of like peace. And when I feel that, I know that everything's going to be okay. The problem is I can't stay in that space all the time because life takes over. So how do we stay in a grounded, calm space, even for a minute, to connect with ourselves? That's where we open up the door to our intuition. That's where we hear our voice. That's where we hear the calling of what our soul is trying to say. And if you're joining me tonight, this is now, if you're listening to this, it's on the 2nd of August. We are doing a meditation tonight for an hour about listening to the call of your soul. And this can help to lead you towards the right relationships, the right situations that are going to be really, really good to help you grow and evolve. To the right career, to the right financial stuff, to the right physical body. And I suppose that's where I'd really like to start with you today, is around the physical self. For our intuitive voice to have a space to be able to imagine it's coming from a higher energy. I always think of this. I always think of like having like a long, tall, nearly vase on top of my head. That's how I think of it. And all this light comes right down, all this guidance comes right down through that, in through my head, right down through my face, right down through my body, and out through my feet. That's like pure connection to source or to your soul or that higher energy. But a lot of times that kind of comes down and then it gets stopped in our head because we're like overthinking and we're worrying and we're like, is that my intuition? Is that not my intuition? Oh my God, should I do that? Oh God, no, I feel like I should, but oh, what does that person down the road think about that? And we don't allow it to happen. And then if it even gets past the mind and wants to come into the body, then the body could be tired, the body could be full of toxic stuff like food, drugs, alcohol, all these things. That's not to say, you know, shouldn't drink or anything like that. It's just that sometimes if we do things in excess, the body's full of it. Maybe we haven't been, like, you know, moving our body, so the body's really stagnant, and all of a sudden that intuition has nowhere to go and it disperses right back out of us and right back up there. So we always think of like, oh, we'll look after the mind first and then we'll look after the body second. No, the body is our source center. So it's really, really important for the body to be really clean and clear. And it feels really important in this month of August that that is happening as well. So our head is going to tell us a million, 20 million different things in a day. It's the ego talking, the subconscious mind, our past experiences, blah, 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 blah. You know, we can't really switch it off. What we can take control of is how the body feels, how energized the body is, how rested the body is, how relaxed the body is, how much attention the body's getting. Are you listening to your emotions? Are you listening to how your body's feeling? Do you notice how your body even feels most of the time? What are you putting into your body? What types of food are you putting in? What types of like liquid are you putting in? What types of thoughts are you putting in? What types of people are you around? So what energy are you taking in? What work are you doing? Is it nourishing your body or is it not nourishing you? And the list goes on and on and on. So for this week, I'd really like you just to think about that, to think about the body, to think about how you're feeling in the body, because the first place we're going to sense and know anything is from the body. So this week, I'd like you to notice how your body feels, look at if you need to make improvements around it. If you feel you do, but you're struggling to do that, just sit with that and say, that's okay. Like, I find it difficult to look after myself properly. That's okay. Just sit with it and ask maybe why that's happening. You know, don't put yourself under pressure to say, oh my God, I can't do this. Just sit with it. Everything is okay, honestly. Just when we allow ourselves the permission to say, it's okay, and I can sit with this, and I don't have to figure it all out right now. And if you can, and don't worry if you can't this week because it's only the first week, also find in your body where you do feel that kind of calmness sometimes, where you do feel the sense of peacefulness, because it's there. If you don't find it this week, that's fine. If you don't find it this month, it's fine, but it is there and we'll get you there. So I hope that helps, and I look forward to connecting with you next week. And if you do have time to come to the class tonight at 9 o'clock Irish time, the Zoom link is in the bundle under bonus class, and it's also in the WhatsApp group if you're part of that. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.